Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Arrow Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, The Brokerage House, and Jennifer Scanlon.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. A little early start as our opening contest here in the gym, just about to conclude a clock running here, finishing up 81-5. Girls, a little offside of girls contest. But that means we're going to maybe get an early start here for our boys game. So normally we'd begin our broadcast at about 6:45, and instead we're starting here a little early because by then we'll be pretty close to game time, it looks like. So we'll be ready to start. I'm glad to be here, maybe getting an early start to our Friday night of high school basketball.
Yeah, Steve, I just hope I can contribute to this broadcast because usually I'm kind of that 45-minute prep guy and we're kind of going to be rushed. So let's hope I can offer something to you.
Yeah, well, there's a little chance of that, but we'll hope. And no, it's going to be a fun night tonight. Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks hosting that mythical bird, the Jayhawk. 1-7 on the year, 1-4 in the league here early with win over Addison, 57-50. Their lone victory, lost six straight. Their last game was a 58-16 home loss against Manchester. And we know they've had some roster issues here at Vander Cook Lake. So I'm just pleased to come and support the school a little bit. We like to get as many teams out in the area as we can and while also mixing in good contests. So glad that we get to see Vander Cook hosting the Homer Trojans tonight. Vander Cook's not that far removed from an 18-3 season. We recall that a undefeated regular season or conference schedule, I believe, and ended up getting ousted in the postseason. But that's kind of the way the cookie crumbles in the high school game sometimes. It's what students are coming through, what rosters coming through at a certain time. And right now it's been a couple down years for Vander Cook, but they're going to come out and compete, and that's all we really hope for.
Yeah, and not only will they compete, I think they will compete with class. Their coach, Corey Ray, was a graduate here at Vander Cook, and, you know, I talked to him a little bit about, you know, what's coming. And obviously, wins and losses, things aren't looking good, and I was kind of poking around, seeing like, oh, well, how do you feel about the future? And he told me, he said, well, I want to be a part of it. You know, this is my school. I'm proud of this. I want to. And so there's pride that's going into the program, and that's a big thing.
Buy-in is what you got to get from everyone, coaching staff, students alike. And so maybe tonight can be a start of a little turnaround for the Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks for the rest of the season. In the meantime, Homer Trojans are working on a turnaround of their own, a struggling roster, but 3-6 on the year, 2-3 in the Cascades Conference, and they're coming off a close loss against Napoleon that I think Coach Ryan Mulnix thinks they should have had at the end, 57-56, the final there. And when we look at maybe comparable matchup, Vander Cook Lake lost to Napoleon 87-48, so Homer's going to come in feeling like they're the favorite, but you still have to go out and execute. I think always one of the toughest jobs for a coach is to get the team to come out and play hard in a game where they feel like they're supposed to win.
Yeah, and, you know, as broadcasters, we say it all the time. We come to these games hoping to see good competitive, good basketball. And, you know, we understand. You talked about some roster shakeup. You know, Coach Ray said they've missing four starters from the beginning of the season to now. And with an already kind of slim team roster, you take away four best guys, that's tough. So you're right. Now we're looking at, are you competing? Are you hustling? Are you doing those things? And, you know, even as broadcasters and basketball fans, that's the type of thing we can appreciate.
Yeah, precisely. And I think that's what I'm going to look for out of the Homer team is are they buying into the system? I have appreciation for Coach Mulnix. All the years we watched him over at Western, a really intense defense, often pressing a lot. And he's a fiery coach who's definitely, what's the word I want to use?
Fiery,
energized, fiery is good.
Yeah.
Intense.
Absolutely. All of those.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this team is kind of following through with his coaching and how they're reacting to it. And, you know, steps along the way, his second year with the program. So second or third anyway. he's trying to bring it along, and I think that's pretty cool. They're, again, coming in with three wins on the year, but with their wins over East Jackson, Grass Lake, and Union City, and those three teams are a combined 4-21. So that's still a step along the path as beating the teams that you're supposed to beat. And, again, that'll be one of those opportunities for Homer to do that tonight against this Vandercook Lake team.
Yeah, we're always excited to see Coach Malnick's and what kind of fire he has to bring to the game.
Yeah, and I remember last year seeing him, and his shoes aren't as bright orange as they were last year. So he's toned down his appearance. Maybe he's toned down the fire.
These are his away shoes.
Oh, is that it? It's just an away shoe.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've never done a home Homer basketball game yet. So I've only seen away. I think you're right. Last season, they split, actually, Vandercook and Homer. December 18th matchup was a 53-39 Vandercook Lake win. And then in February, the 4th, was a 59-52 Homer victory. So there's a great opportunity here for Vandercook Lake to come on, play a tough game and make Homer work for it. And Homer, chance to add another win to their total and feel like they won a game that they're going to be a favorite in. Let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups to get you closer to tip-off. The Vandercook Lake Jayhawks, the Homer Trojans, live high school basketball on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here as the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks host the Homer Trojans tonight. We're still a few minutes away from tipping it off. Getting started maybe a little early tonight after a I didn't write 81-5 or something for the girls game. We talk about that all the time with just the difference that exists, and especially in Jackson basketball, because a lot of times if you're playing girls basketball, we have very good girls teams, so there is a gulf between sometimes the talent level on certain programs compared to others, and that's not even a knock against the players or even the schools. Sometimes it's just about what the students who attend, and I'm glad for even in the rough loss tonight for the Vanacook Lake girls, glad to see them out participating. It's great for health and fitness and team building and all those other things that sports are really meant for in the high school level. So good for them and good for Vanacook Lake to give them the opportunity to do so.
You know, you're a smart guy, so I'm going to let you stew on this for a week even if you need to. But right. I do have people ask me, like, why are there such disparities between and you're right, there are some really good girls teams. Some of the top teams in the state come from Jackson. But yet then there's some bad ones, and people say, like, well, why is that with youth basketball? Because I tell you what, you could go to any school during any weekend and there's a youth basketball tournament, and all the schools seem to be represented, you know, like every area school. So it's like, how are some of these people playing from third, fourth, fifth, sixth, all the way up to high school and not being better? You know, and that's a tough question, and I've lived it, been around it, and I don't have,
and you don't
answer.
Have the answer.
And
I thought you might pose a hypothesis to me, but instead, I will think about it, because in the immediacy, I don't come up with anything that makes sense, because we see that with certain schools even, where frequently the same last name and it's the same star player. You know what I mean? Like, parents who are very good, their students end up being good too, so there's some biology in there. There's nature, nurture, and all kinds of different factors, I imagine, and I don't know if you wish you could pick them out, because every school would love to be a little bit better at sports just for the fun of it, to add to the trophy case.
And I do get why some schools seem to be good all the time, because it becomes the cool thing, and, you know, that's what you want to do, that's what you see. But the part I guess I am having a hard time with is how there can be these 80-5 games when, you know, people have played since their third grade year. Like,
it seems like you accidentally get better just by playing.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll hear a little bit about this when you talk to both coaches before the game, and particularly we mentioned Vandercook, and their lineup is going to be short four starters from what started the year. So there is some interesting moments in the lineup where maybe somebody who hasn't even played until just now. That's interesting. Let's go ahead and get started with a look at the starting lineups tonight for our game between the Vanacook Lake Jayhawks and the Homer Trojans.
Okay, well, I always like to start with the visiting team. So the Trojans from Homer are going to start the senior, number 4, Wyatt Winchell, the junior, number 11, Cooper Manning, senior, number 12, Alex Badoot, senior, number 23, Brock Butler, and the thing that you and I love, it's the coach's kid. And coach's kid that are freshmen, and we've seen this throughout the years, Manning Mulnix is going to be starting for Homer this year.
You know, and the interesting thing for me about Manning Mulnix, and I know Coach Mulnix, and I know Manning and Maddox, who's one of the managers on the team and actually a really good golfer. Manning is not a kid that when you see him, you go, that's a hoop star. That's a guy who's going to be playing on varsity as a freshman, because he's not really tall. He's not really long. He looks like a freshman out there. But he's coming out. He's scoring in double digits from here. He's been playing at a high level. I was talking with Michigan Center coach Tony Howard, who used to coach eighth grade, and he said, we ran across him in eighth grade. He put up 20-plus on us in the first half, and we had to change our defense to try and lock him down. You know, he's that kind of a player. So as a freshman, he's not somebody who's out there, hasn't, you know, he's played a lot of ball. I don't think he's going to be intimidated by older kids. He's just a player.
Well, and I said we love coaches' kids, and that's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's true. Like, if you grow up a coach's kid around here, you've always been in the gym, you've had access, you've played, you get in there and scrimmage a little bit, so you're right. You're not afraid to play at a higher level, and you've just been around the game, and you understand it.
Yeah, so this will be my first chance to really watch him play, short of a few pickup games in my neighbor's driveway.
I hope you go out there with a microphone, too.
Not quite. You know, Sometimes I yell things.
Okay, good.
It is. We were told it's Snowfest tonight, and we were wondering because we weren't seeing a lot of signs. You know, a lot of times we'll see tuxedos and gowns, and then I saw out in the hallway a saxophone, or an oboe player walking through the hall in her gown, and I got to tell you, I really love that gown.
That's
actually
a nice
color.
Gown. Yep, and I see a bow tie over there, and so there's starting to be pieces of evidence that there is a Snowfest today.
And I'll be rooting for. I always like when we get a halftime coronation too. So let's cross our fingers that's going to happen here at Vander Cook Lake High School. The Jayhawks hosting the Homer Trojans tonight. I want to add to our list of sponsors from the opening there. Thank you to Jackson Public Schools, one of our sponsors all year, and Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. They're always hiring, and they've been around for 80 years. And then. Also, Form Energy. I had a Screamin' Freedom flavor.
That's
today.
The cherry, right?
No, it's the I can see the mistake because it's America flavor, and then there's the Folds of Honor cherry.
Okay.
So the Stars and Stripes very featured with Form Energy. I don't know. It's supposed to be, I thought, like Bomb Pop flavor, but I feel like I've been picking out a little bit of pineapple in it recently.
Oh well, hey, that's not bad.
Anyway. Let's go on to the home team for us here.
It's been a minute, so let's talk about Vander Cook starters. We have senior number one, Brian Atkins, junior number five, Justin Barnes, junior number 15, Zane Crum, junior number 45, Noah Monroy, and junior number 53, Carter Stiles.
Yeah, so again, missing out on a few of their would-be starters.
Yeah.
And... But putting together a full lineup and ready to go. And you, as we said, you were talking with Coach Corey Ray. There's a young man who hasn't played really basketball until now.
Yeah.
For Vander Cook. Will he come off the bench?
Micah Crenshaw, yeah. He was talking about his attitude and how hard he's been working. And he's athletic. And he's hoping that, he may be able to help the squad out.
And we note that all the time. There are some places where... maybe a really good football program, and you expect that to translate into a good hoops program too, but it doesn't always do that because there's a difference from just being a good athlete and being a good basketball player. And so somebody who's new, you hope if the athleticism's there, you hope you can teach a little bit of that basketball skill, and that's what Corey Ray will have to latch on to.
Unless you're Cole Simpson, then you're great at everything. Whatever you touch, you're great at.
I hope there's somebody listening who remembers the Cole Simpson era, Libby Christie. And
I hope Cole Simpson's listening.
He's too cool for that. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another 3-minute commercial break here on the pregame. Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks and the Homer Trojans here at Vander Cook Lake High School. We're live on WKHM, online at WKHM.com. Back in three.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Cook Lake pep band for us here with the national anthem. Sounded good, right?
That was great. And I'm counting. There's like 12, nine people in the band, and they sounded awesome.
We're ready to get tipped off here, but we're going to get the starting lineups announced on the floor here at Vander Cook Lake High School. The Jayhawks and the Trojans visiting all the way from Homer, Michigan for tonight's contest. And this is kind of a Homer's bailing on the Cascades next year, right? They're going back to the I-8, I believe.
They are, yeah.
So,
I think the Cascades is going to look a lot different next year.
Really is. So it's been a period of upheaval in some of the area conferences, a lot of shifting around. But in the end, I think it'll all be for the better. And it's nice to see, you know, regular contests between teams that maybe only play once every couple of years. So
yeah, you know, you and I, we're I'm not going to say we're old men, but we're older, especially me.
Yeah.
And you know, usually older people kind of like their tradition of things. And you know, I will miss. And I have missed just the old, good old Cascades Conference.
Right.
And times are changing. It's kind of like in college athletics. Now you talk about a school, like, you wouldn't even know that, like, Cal was in the ACC or something.
Right.
and the Cascades, I guess, 'tis the times. Times are changing.
I remember when it first, when they used to have the red and the blue divisions. And
yeah.
So when that red division went away, that was even a little bit of an upheaval and a change, so. Some of the stuff all settling in again eventually. So, again, our starting lineup's taken to the floor for Homer Manning Molnix, the freshman, Wyatt Winchell, Cooper Manning, Alex Benute, and Brock Butler. And for the Jayhawks, it is Brian Arkins, Justin Barnes, Zane Crum, Noah Monroy, and Carter Stiles. We were upset. We saw there was a kid from Homer, Deuce McCullough, not playing tonight, but I thought, man, that would be a fun radio call. Deuce was knocking down triples.
And Deuce had some confidence. He came and told us if he was playing, he'd probably drop 30 tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him out on that, but,
confidence.
I mean, how are we going to? I mean,
there's no way
it's
to
his
know.
Word versus nothing.
I bet we could get Coach Molnix to confirm or decline on whether or not he's capable of a 30-point night.
Hey, anybody that tells me they're going to drop 30, I like it.
I know you. I think sometimes
I like
you try to coax them when we're sitting around here and they're waiting to go out and do layups or something.
Yeah.
You'll try to coax them to commit to a big point night.
Yeah, well, I want to find out who's got it mentally. And Deuce had it.
And I know we thought we were going to start a little bit early tonight, but we're almost straight up 7 o'clock here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Ready to jump it up here in the middle for Homer, Cooper Manning, and then we've got Brian Arkins for the Jayhawks. And Arkins gets the tap. It's still battling and squeezed by Homer. Trojans trying to set up the offense. There's some space in the middle, and a drive down the lane. We'll get some contact as Brock Butler goes right to the rack, and I think we'll get our first foul call against Noah Monroy. There's a little bit of size, a little bit of, I'll even call it girth, down there in the block for the Jayhawks, taking up some space, pretty good height.
Yeah, Monroy looks like he's got right tackle written all over him.
Yeah, right? First points on the board as Butler knocks down from the free throw line. Senior guard for the Trojans.
Lefty.
Lefty.
You know lefties aren't missing free throws, Steve.
No, two for two. And as expected of Mullenix's coach team, we set up full court pressure from the Homer. Vandercook breaks it pretty comfortably. Quick three up and missed, but rebounded by Arkins. Missed the three, gets his own rebound, feeds it down into the paint. Tough shot there, but a couple of chances on the first possession for the Jayhawks. Second miss there was Monroy, and coming the other way for Homer, and we'll get another whistle.
And let's hope that's on 45. Oh, Carter Stiles. That's, and I say that because now that's his second foul in the first 4 seconds.
Oh, I thought they got Monroy on that first one, but no, you're right. Two fouls now. And Coach Corey Ray going to make a substitution, and as we talked about in the pregame, that'll get Micah Crenshaw into the game. And Crenshaw, again, we're alerted to some effort and work ethic from him, and sometimes that results in a really nice defensive player. They make the free throws and now, or split the free throws, but 3-0 lead for Homer. Vandercook doing a great job executing their press break. Monroy gets it in deep, takes it to the basket, missed shot, rebounded in a battle, and there you go, 11-on-11 there. Crenshaw coming in, committing the foul, but the effort was clear on that offensive rebound attempt, and Cooper Manning.
Not Peyton and Eli's brother.
No.
Not that Cooper Manning. Different Cooper Manning.
Arch's dad. Working around the perimeter here, Homer. Butler gets it on the wing, going down to the block, and there's Manning with the catch. Moves around and a reverse layup. Good footwork there to hold on to the pass. And 5-0 lead for Homer, and they keep that full court pressure going. And Vandercook's done a good job breaking it so far, but it has sped them up, and they've taken some shots very early in the possession. Now we get another whistle, this time against Homer. Their first foul. And with 6:56 to play, 5-0 Trojans. Jayhawks, maybe a chance to bring the ball over the timeline unmolested here after the foul in the backcourt. Inbound goes to Justin Barnes. Barnes working left side screen there at midcourt. Down to the corner for Crenshaw. Double team comes. Ball's loose. Barnes recovers. Goes baseline. Floater short. Rebounded Homer. Out to Manning running the break. He's got Butler down the floor. Pump fakes and layup. Effective pump fake there. And 7-0 Homer. Crenshaw at midcourt gives it up to Monroy. Now out to Barnes and drives back to the basket. Double team comes, and we'll get a reach-in foul against Homer. And that was, excuse me, Brian Arkins on the drive and draws the foul.
Steve, you mentioned how they've dealt with the Homer pressure. I've been really impressed, and that's good coaching right there. They were prepared for this.
Yep.
You can tell they didn't need to call a timeout and draw something up. They were ready.
Scout, well scouted and well practiced. There's a good steal into the passing lane and a run out for Homer and a layup. Missed. Too strong. Rebounded. Manning, and he skips it out to Barnes. Pump fakes for three into the free throw line area. Finds Manning open in the corner. Triple for Manning Mullenix, and he knocks that one down. 10-0 Homer. 6 minutes to play. First 2 minutes of shutout here for the Trojans. Barnes out on the floor working against Mullenix. Over to Crenshaw, fires for three. Oh, the bank is open. Triple off the window. It counts the same, though. 3-10. Barnes drives the other way. Uses that left hand on a baseline drive and finishes at the basket. 12-3. Homer now.
Yeah, we were told he would hustle. We didn't know he had the window three as part of his arsenal.
There's a little drive from Monroy. Lost the dribble. Benute with the steal. Gets it out to Barnes running the floor, and he'll use that lefty layup again. And that'll draw a timeout from Coach Corey Ray and the Jayhawks. 5:28 to play. We're in the first quarter. 14-3. Homer leads it. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Butler with that last basket there for Homer. 5:28 to play here and 14-3. The lone bucket for Vandercook coming up a banked in triple from Crenshaw, but they have done a good job on the press break. And they've got some good looks. Just got to get them to start falling. And then, again, as we mentioned, effort, I think, was going to be something that you can't just can't really coach necessarily. It comes from within the player, and Vandercook has had that in this game.
And Homer will throw different looks at you, too. Now they're kind of a little, man, I won't even say three-quarters court, maybe a 60% quarters court, 1-3-1 kind of looking to trap out of that.
Forced a turnover out of the timeout, and so Homer gets the ball back, working the perimeter here with a weave, and now an open triple for Manning Molnix, and he gets the shooter's roll and hits his second triple, 17-3 now the score. Homer in front, and there's Benoit with a reach-in, called for the foul. He was looking at the breakaway. I don't know, we can get the slam dunk attempt.
You like your slam dunk attempts.
I don't even care if they make it.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to try.
Yep.
5:05 to play. We're in the first. 17-3. Homer out in front. Left side now. Crenshaw for the Jayhawks with the ball. Crenshaw across the middle. Working against a little zone here from Homer into the corner. That's Barnes. Barnes out to Monroy. And a steal for Benoit. Saves it into Butler. Butler running the break. He's got running mates. Drops it off for Manning for a floater. Left-handed touch there for Cooper Manning, and it's 19-3. And the pressure from Benoit forces a travel for Barnes, and Homer will keep possession down on this end of the floor.
It's early, but I like what I've seen from Manning, too. Nice soft little touch, good footwork. He's earning the Cooper Manning name.
There was an open player for Homer, Wyatt Winchell. And Molnix missed him on the inbound, had him alone for a layup, and instead they turn it over. Passed over to the sideline. I think we just had somebody step out of bounds. Jayhawk ball inbound. Newly on the court for Vandercook Lake. Hunter Kurznowski dribbles to midcourt, picked up his dribble, stuck for a moment, gets it away to Crenshaw from the wing. He drives, pulls up from the elbow, missed the shot, and I think we got a whistle on the floor before the shot attempt. So the Jayhawks will pass in from the baseline. 19-3. Vandercook trails here early. 4.5 to play first quarter. We'll get a substitution again for the Jayhawks. That's going to get Zane Crum back onto the floor and give Monroy a breather.
Vandercook looking small. Both teams pretty small, though.
Yeah, not a lot of size for either team. Working the perimeter here, and Homer continues to be aggressive on everything in the backcourt, and Winchell able to come up with it. Passes off to Butler, who's been the recipient of nearly all of those fast break points with that left-handed finish at the rim. 21-3, quick lead here for Homer. And now against some backcourt pressure, Barnes threw some traffic to the left side, and very aggressive Homer D. Winchell swiping at the ball is going to get a foul call.
And if that's on Winchell, I think that's his second, unofficially. But, yeah, you mentioned Brock Butler, the recipient of some layups. He's up to 10 points already, and 8 of them have been layups and a couple of free throws.
4:08 to play, 21-3. Butler still on the floor here for Homer. Substitution, I thought, to take Winchell out. That is the case. And I think we got new in the game, Harry Minix.
Okay, then am I seeing Roman Butler might be in there as well?
Double butlered.
Which I know you love. In the meantime, Justin Barnes making a free throw to give Vandercook up to 4 points. Another lefty, another 2 for 2.
Knocked out.
Does that mean something? I think it does.
Garrett, you already said it, and now it's just coming true. Manning Molnix hands off to Brock Butler. Benute with a drive. Tries to pass it back. It's loose for a moment. Benute gets it. Taken to the floor. No foul call. That's a breakaway for Crenshaw, and he takes it and finishes. He's got 5 of the 7 for Vandercook Lake. Off the bench, 3:45 to play, 21-7. Manning drives and blocked by Arkins. Manning Malnix, that is. And now push to the floor. Barnes takes it in the paint. Step through. Jump hook, no good. Rebounded by Benute, and coming in to knock it away for the Jayhawks was Zane Crum, and we'll get a whistle there. That was a very physical possession with not a lot of whistles.
Yeah, he called that on Justin Barnes. He wasn't, that was for sure on Zane Crum. But a lot of reaching in going on right now, Steve.
Yep. I saw Malnix get pushed, right?
Yeah.
Just one of those, you have your arm out to kind of go after the ball. But Homer with the basketball and a 21-7 lead. They're probably not going to complain much. 3:22 out to Manning Molnix. Pumps. Gives it up to Roman Butler. He goes baseline. Knocked away. The old man, Jim, knock away. Reaching behind and knocking it away down the baseline. And it'll stay here with Homer.
Justin Barnes must have gone to the Donnie Presley School of Defense. Let your guy go by and try to poke it away from him. And if Don's listening, he'll concur.
Benute inbound. Roman Butler. Now Brock Butler back to Roman in the wing. Molnix in the corner has it knocked away briefly. Gets it back. Now to the top. Butler to Butler connection. That's Brock going baseline again. Getting in deep. Leaves it short. Offensive rebound and had that shot blocked. Leads to a runout by the Jayhawks. And Arkins takes it in off the high glass. Missed. Rebounded Benute. Here comes Homer. Benute in the open court will slow it down. Now moves right side, hands off to Molnix. Molnix looks to penetrate, now backs it back out. On the right wing, hands off to Butler there into the elbow, trying to drop it down to the block. It's knocked away. They cover and keep. Butler's going to drive into traffic. Forced that up a little bit, but did draw a whistle, and we'll get free throws coming for Butler for Homer. And they keep trying to go down to the block there for Minix. He's had a couple of shots rejected down low. So, again, offensive effectiveness hasn't been there for the Jayhawks, but the defensive intensity has been there. 21-7, though, they trail 2:34. We're still in the first quarter here at Vandercook Lake High School.
Well, Brock Butler better make this one. He just missed his first one, and left-hander association of Michigan will kick him out of being left-handed if he doesn't go at least split the pair.
There he goes. I think I have the same shoes as Brock Butler, actually, in my car. Just a note. Worth noting. Just get past. Into the corner. Open three for the Jayhawks. Whoa. And knock down. Secret weapon off the bench. Bradley Gorzin hits the triple. Manning Molnix driving. Bumped, but no call. Goes to the floor. Rebounded by the Jayhawks. 22-10, they trail. Pull-up triple on the run. Arkins off the rim. Rebound, loose ball, and knocked away. Last touch, Homer. Jayhawks will keep it. Nope, they changed their mind. Oh, Coach Molnix in his ear, in the official's ear down there.
You think he said, oh, yeah, you're right, Coach. My mistake.
2:05 to go, 22-10. Homer leads it with the basketball. Manning Molnix brings it over the timeline, sets up at the left wing, getting a screen there. Now step back, triple, short. Long rebound grabbed by the Jayhawks. And that's Zane Crum, gives it up to Barnes. Barnes right side, Monroy into the corner. Gorzin open again for three. Oh, no good.
Heat check.
Long rebound out to Barnes, and he'll fire off the window.
Oh.
2 threes off the glass in the game tonight. Cuts the lead to 9, 22-13. 95 seconds to play first quarter. Benute will fire from three. That's missed. Gorzin rebounds. Gets it away to Arkins as Gorzin hits the floor. Back to his feet and hustling back as Arkins spins away from Molnix pressure. Down to Monroy in a double team. And we'll get a tie-up. Jump ball call. Possession arrow stays with the Jayhawks.
Steve, if you get out of work late or something, you have the paycheck in your hand, come to Vandercook because the bank is open at 7 p.m.
Gorzin after gave him a hot couple of minutes there.
Coach Ray can't take him out now. He is getting hot.
Barnes to the block. Nice cut by Monroy. Missed the shot. Loose ball comes back to him. Goes up strong. Scores it in the whistle. Count it. Jayhawks finding some energy here late in the first quarter. We've got 75 seconds to play, and it's a 22-15 score. Can cut it to six with a make here from the free throw line for Noah Monroy.
Junior big man. That's what a couple of, you know, big threes, whether they're banked in or not, can do. Kind of pump you up a little bit, giving some energy.
Snowfest night, and Monroy hits the free throw, and it is a five-point tilt here. 75 seconds. Homer brings it up the floor, left side Minix. No, excuse me, that is Winchell. Right wing for Cooper Manning down in the block. Goes up with the left hand. Good touch. Missed, though. Monroy battling. Manning comes away with a loose ball. Knocked away, but we'll get a reaching call against the Jayhawks.
Let's see who this is. Number three.
Number three, Hunter Kurznowski.
I didn't think he was even around, but...
So that'll send Cooper Manning to the free throw line, and I believe it's going to be another left-hander. And it hits.
Of course he did.
56.7 seconds remain in our first quarter. 23-16 ends a little bit of a scoring drought for Homer. And there's a miss on the second one. Rebounded by Arkins. Gets it to Barnes in the midcourt. Scoops it out. There's Crum. Now down to the block. Monroy finds himself alone. Couldn't quite squeeze the basketball. Gets called for a double dribble. And so the Jayhawks turn it back over. But Monroy's been able to find some space down there in the block. He's got to finish some of those, but they're finding him down there.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Winchell bringing it over to the wing. Hands it off to Cooper Manning. Now hands off again. Kind of weave here on the wing. Now open look, Cooper Manning from the left wing. Three-point shot, no good. Winchell rebounds. Putback is in. Wyatt Winchell with the score there. And now we'll get a traveling call in the backcourt against the Jayhawks under some pressure by Homer. 25-16 with 19.7 seconds. I don't know, this clock feels like it's running a little slow.
It is. It's a high-scoring quarter, too. We've seen halves in high school not this many points.
Winchell to inbound. Gets a cut to the paint, and a shot goes up. Challenged and missed. Rebound. Another reach in. I think one of the things adding to the length of this first quarter has been some of the foul calls.
Yeah, that's a lot of them.
And most of them well-earned. Wayne Moan on the rebound there and at the free throw line. And right-handed free throws.
That's a rarity.
It goes in.
Yeah, that's the 13th foul from both squads combined. So a lot of free throws.
Just over 16 seconds remain. A noisy band here and trying to affect the free throw. 11-point lead now again for Homer. There's a drive for the Jayhawks. Down to the basket. Elevation, missed shot. Got a good look at it. Good aggressive play by Hunter Kurznowski. Missed shot, though. And that'll... Jayhawks will keep the ball. Yeah, a little extra effort on the offensive rebound attempt.
Vandercook's given the effort that we've been looking for.
There's a cut to the basket. Monroy has a shot blocked. Running in the open floor. And shot goes up. We'll get an offensive foul call. They should wave that basket off.
Oh.
And now a technical foul against Homer, too. It's Ashton Knapp. Took that shot and got the offensive foul call. And then a technical for some sort of a taunt. Something they might have heard him say.
Yeah.
27-16, and there's zero on the clock showing right now. And we get technical free throws. They wave off the basket. And we get technical free throws here from Barnes.
And, you know, unfortunately for Knapp, as he was talked to, and I actually, this happened right in front of us, and I think they were kind of joking around, and the officials right. Kind of took it as taunting.
And what's that ball don't lie scenario? He missed that?
Yeah. I did not think that was worthy of the technical. But in the official's eyes, he thought there was something going on more than.
Or maybe he heard more than we did.
Yeah, that's true, too.
27-17 after 1 60-second break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Have you been injured in a vehicle accident? Then you need an attorney that fights back. I'm Larry Falzon with Wygott and Falzon. Unlike other attorneys, we call you back and help guide you through the legal process. At Wygott and Falzon, your consultation is 100% free and you pay no fees until we win your settlement. If you've been in an accident, don't wait. Call 877-2-GET-PAID or online at falzonlaw.com. Wygott and Falzon, because losing is not an option.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Brian, I want to take this opportunity to shout out assistant coach for Homer, Chuck Davenport, won his fantasy football league this year.
All right,
fantasy
Chuck.
Fantasy football champion, Chuck. Inbound goes into Kurzanowski in the backcourt for the Jayhawks and knocked away. Homer continues to pressure everything in the backcourt, and if the Jayhawks can be careful with the ball, they're going to find some shots close to the basket. We've seen that the aggression in the backcourt has led to open looks for Monroy and others down on the block.
On the flip side, it's also going to give them some cheap fouls, and maybe Vandy can do some damage from the line, which they have a little bit.
Butler finds Manning Molnix on the wing. Butler shows from the top, drives in, uses the right hand, and maybe affected by Monroy. And he missed the shot and rebounded by the Jayhawks.
Yeah, I always think if you can make a high school player go to his offhand and finish.
Barnes into the corner. We get a triple shot up from Big Carter Stiles back into the game. After getting two quick fouls, he missed it, but the Jayhawks rebound. And that's Crum putting it in. 27-19, cuts the lead to 8. Molnick shows, drives baseline, gets stuck, passes out. Butler will take a triple and hits. Butler... did he say anything about scoring 30?
No, but he's on his way.
7:03 to play, 30-19. Homer leads. Open triple for Crum from the wing. Missed. Monroy offensive rebound. Missed. Stiles offensive rebound. Three tries to get it done, but the Jayhawks do. 30-21. They trail 9. Homer quickly up the floor, and a drive from Winchell missed. And there's another rebound for Stiles, and you can see they missed him in the first half with a couple, or first quarter rather, with a couple early fouls. Monroy with a drive and a floater, no good. Rebound looks like it's snagged in traffic by Kurzanowski and knocked out of bounds, and they'll keep it. Jayhawk ball.
Kurzanowski's come off the bench and giving him a little spark in there, fighting with the bigs for that one, keeping the ball alive, giving him a couple extra possessions.
Barnes will inbound from the baseline for the Jayhawks into Monroy. Just clears some space and goes up big, and that's, you're seeing those two bigs for the Jayhawks on the offensive glass and in the half-court offense. There's a missed triple by Butler. Offensive rebound, Cooper Manning gives it out to Manning Molnix. Dribbles down to the baseline, stops, high post. Cooper Manning now backs it out to Butler on the wing. Benew, top of the key. Goes to the right side. Hands off there to Butler around the wing. Top of the key, and we'll get a whistle away from the ball.
We're going to get an illegal screen, it looks like. Oh,
I think they got
somebody fighting through the screen illegally. Who'd they get there? I thought he held up number 4. I don't see a 4
out
there.
I think that's going to go against Monroy.
Okay.
We're underneath the scoreboard with the fouls on it, but from an angle, it's tough to see, but I think that's 45. Inbound knocked away. Stiles into the band area.
If you're the oboe player, you got to come up with that.
Yeah. I don't even think that girl's holding an instrument. She should have caught that for sure. She just ducked it. Butler takes the inbound on the wing, hands it up there, Winchell outside the arc, moves around to the top of the key. 5:58 to go, 30-23, 7-point homer lead. Top of the key, Manning from the free throw line, drives in. And Cooper Manning with the lefty finish, no good, too strong, but does draw a whistle and free throws for the lefty.
get that on Kurznowski with the reach. And, you know, the Vandy bigs have kind of asserted themselves down there, especially on the offensive glass, but Homer's kind of taking advantage of their girth, as you said, and just kind of going around them here on the offensive end.
And it rattles in, but that's a free throw make for Cooper Manning. Again, no relation to Peyton that we're aware of. And that one comes off, miss. Manning gets his own rebound somehow, but on the pass out, it's stolen away. Barnes, fast break, Jayhawks. Barnes sets up triple, short. Gets his own rebound at the free throw line area. Monroy pump fakes. He puts it down, now drives in, floater, no good. Rebound Styles, and he'll finish it off the window. And that was a box-out attempt for Manning Molnix, maybe the smallest guy on the floor, on the biggest guy, Styles, and Styles won that battle. And it's 31-25, six-point game. There's a drive by Winchell, and called him for steps. A little side Euro step.
Yeah.
Official wasn't buying it.
And you know, like 20 years ago, that's a travel for sure. Now I feel like everybody just has a Euro step. That
yep.
Seemed Euro-y to me.
I don't hate the call. Ooh, Barnes nearly stepped, or Arkins nearly stepped out on the sideline. Missed shot, rebound Styles, and he takes it in. That soft touch around the basket for the big man. 27-31, just a four-point game. Butler out of the corner. Free throw line area. Cooper Manning tries to drive, gives up the Winchell on the baseline. Finds Molnix at the wing. He pump fakes, dribbles into pressure, takes it in deep. And Crum with a block attempt. Manning Molnix goes to the floor. Missed the shot, but he'll get free throws.
Yeah, the Vandy bigs down there. Steve, how many offensive boards have they had this quarter?
Yeah, it's
piling
somewhere
up.
Around five or six, yeah.
Carter Styles now with 6 points all in the second quarter and 3 minutes in.
And he just kind of goes down and gets his spot on the block. They can't push him off of it. And he's great at just getting those hands up in the air, keeping the ball high. And
I think somebody was supposed to sub in, and they didn't get him in. So Molnick's going to have to make that one again. Prove it. He does.
Even prettier this time.
Yeah.
So that'll get Crenshaw back into the game. 4:52 to play in the half. 32-27. Just a five-point contest here. And inbound from Arkins. Gets it to Barnes in double team. Pass to midcourt. Monroy now up to Crenshaw. Sets his feet. Fires for three. Short. But there's Styles again with a rebound. Pump fake. Blocked. Gets it back again. Clears it out to Barnes on the wing. He drives in. Back to the basket. Clears it out. Arkins for three. Short. Rebound. Battle. Styles taps it about three times. And then we're going to get a whistle. And that's going to go against Barnes, I think, for the Jayhawks.
Loose ball foul. They gave that to. Looks like they've given that to like Monroy, maybe.
Monroy, yeah. It's the number still showing up on there. We'll have to reset all these all the foul numbers at the halftime. We can get a chance to maybe go to the scorebook and see. 4:32 to play in the half. Bonus free throws now for Homer. And Butler will shoot that one, and he missed.
Butler's missed his last couple shots, and I didn't know if he was going to miss today.
Yeah. He does have good-looking shoes, though.
Must be water finding its level. Is that it?
He's not really that good of a shooter. He got the second one to go at, and it's a 33-27 six-point lead for Homer. Setting up the pressure. Monroy gets to the midcourt. Dribbles in. Pulls up a triple. The high glass. Missed. Right to Styles on the loose ball. Arkins tapped into Styles, and he'll finish it from point blank range. 33-29, 4:17 to go. Banute brings it up. Drops it down to Winchell. He takes it into the paint. Blocked by Styles. Arkins saves. Two Styles. Jayhawks get it back. Can cut it to two or closer. 4:07 to play in the half. Barnes down to Monroy. He makes a quick move. Jump hook, no good. And Crenshaw taps it out. Styles for three. No. Look at the battle down there for every rebound. Arkins tries to save it. Banute squeezes it for Homer. Near steal there by Arkins. Gets it away to Winchell, and he'll dribble up the floor. to Benoit on the drive, and he's going to be called for steps. Took two steps on the takeoff. Needed to put it down sooner. They'd never call that against LeBron, but Benoit can't get away with it here. And we'll get a timeout from the Homer bench. 3:44 to play in the half. 33-29 our score. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we'll see if we can't conclude this first half when we come back. Again, 33-29, Homer leads by four on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, a few more gowns showing up in the crowd. Snowfest night here at Vandercook Lake, and they're trying to get an upset victory.
Yeah, nice shirt and tie coming at us.
33-29. Pardon to any Jayhawk fans who's listening, and I've been saying Arkins, and it's just my poor eyesight. It's Atkins.
You know, I'm going to give it to you, though, on the program. That T is kind of looking Irish, so I'm going to – that's why.
Yeah.
I didn't blame you.
A combination of the print and my the font and my eyesight. Barnes takes the inbounds from Atkins. 3:41, and Molnix with the steal gives up the Winchell on the breakout, and he's able to finish. You saw a little bit of that Atkins athleticism as he got up, tried to block that up on the glass. He's in the open court right now. Now penetrating, gets in. Floater, lost control on the way up, but Styles there for the rebound and draws a foul. And again, I can't say enough about Styles being that big body, but using all that length, keeps when he catches that rebound, he keeps his hands up.
Yeah.
So he doesn't bring it down where a guard could swipe at it or knock it away. So even when they go up to try to block, he draws contact. So 35-29, they trail by six, but 3:25 to go in the half. Styles at the free throw line. I'm guessing he's a solid free throw shooter. It's a guess.
Well, we're about to find out.
Boom. Made
all
it.
Right. All right. Small sample size, but right now your guess.
One for one. I'm one for one correct.
But if he misses this one and he's just a 50% free throw shooter, then all of a sudden he's not real good. Let's see. Either Steve is
a lot of movement,
way right.
There's a lot of motion to recreate, but he nails them both. Hey. My prediction correct.
He's got 10 points in this quarter, I'll tell you that.
35-31, they keep it within four. 3:19 to play, and there's a handoff to Winchell coming across. Back cut, Benoit. Thread the needle to get it to him, and a nice finish by Benoit. And they keep the lead at six, and there's going to be a turnover in the backcourt for the Jayhawks. So, again, the Homer pressure paying off a little bit for them here. And the Jayhawks have done a good job handling it, but it still speeds them up. And if you're in the heat of the game and you may forget that you might have to look up and see a Homer full court press. Winchell flows it deep into the backcourt for Butler. Brock Butler into the corner. Alex Benoit hands off to Molnix at the top. He looks to dribble over to the white wing. Now skips it left side. Winchell at the top. Hands off to Butler there. He drives into the elbow. Hands off to Molnix. Molnix has it knocked away from behind. Recovered by Winchell. And then looks like maybe Atkins lost his footing. And Winchell goes to the floor and we'll get a foul against the Jayhawks. And they may end up with a little bit of foul trouble in the second half when we start tallying these up total.
That one, Atkins just kind of in the wrong place. Somebody fell into him and then he fell into the ball handler. And here we go. We're going to shoot a lot of free throws this half.
2:49 to play, 37-31. Homer can extend their lead again. And that is Wyatt Winchell at the free throw line. And hits.
Winchell 2 for 3 tonight with 6 points, looking to make it 7.
Cooper Manning back into the game, replacing Manning Molnix. And missed free throw. Rebound batted around. Cooper Manning comes up with it. Forces up a shot. Missed. Styles rebounded, but the ball's loose. Benoit for three. No. Styles tries to squeeze it out of there and does get it away. Here comes Barnes for the Jayhawks. little fancy dribble and messed it up, but recovers out to Crum. Stops at the top. Looked like he was going to shoot. Gives it up to Barnes instead on the left wing. Banute pressuring. Screen and roll down to Stiles on the block. Barrels through. They'll draw a foul, and they'll call it on the floor.
They're going to get him on the floor. Coach Mullenix has to be careful over there. Not happy about it.
I think he wanted an offensive foul.
Which I see his argument.
2:18 to play in this first half. 33-38, 5-point deficit for the Jayhawks, and Stiles is at the free throw line.
Great free throw shooter at 100% right now.
He's just an average. Did he shoot two?
No, they called it on the floor, but it
that's
should have been
thing,
two.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild. That's a mistake. In the meantime, was that Brock Butler with a
Butler
three?
Butler does hit a shot on the way down. Our lead right now showing eight, so that would have been three. Banute driving, double clutch, scores it, and just like that, it's a 10-point game. Game of runs here is basketball, and they push it out to 10 points. Barnes back up the floor for the Jayhawks, deep left wing for Atkins. Against Butler, drives, elevates, shoots, scores it. They waved it off. Good-looking shot by Atkins. They waved it off, called the foul on the floor.
Yeah, official saying, I think it was maybe Brock Butler being a little handsy. Or who'd they get with that one? Wyatt Winchell, maybe. If so, that's his third.
I'm still stuck on, Brian, the one free throw.
Yeah, I thought maybe I had a mistake.
Yeah, maybe I had blanked out on it, but there is no one-and-one anymore. And high school basketball, and he didn't make the shot or they didn't count it. So I think that's where maybe the disconnect came.
And Coach Corey Ray, a longtime really good official here in Jackson, too. You think he might have been on that, wondering where that second free throw. And, you know,
they're both coaches working the officials right now.
Yeah.
They did get that on Winchell, and he'll go to the bench.
Yeah, that's going to be his third.
At least that's, it appears.
Now Coach Ray asking for an explanation.
I think it's all worked out. Barnes is going to inbound. It's Jayhawks ball, minute 41 to play. 10-point lead for Homer into Kurznowski, and then a timeout from Coach Ray. So with 1:40 to play, we get a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Thank you to some of our sponsors, including Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Trading, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Arrow Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater.
Steve, this has to bring back memories as a former king yourself.
Yeah, but I was
seeing
a homecoming
king.
But
still, got to get the old king juices flowing, like where you're. You know, you're ready to be, maybe. You should get, I feel like any game you do where there's a crowning, a coronation, you should be part of it. Part of the ceremony.
If they knew I was here, I think they, some sort of lack of communication between the athletic director.
Yeah, I'm going
to. But thank you, by the way, to Nick Spagnol. I hope I said it right, Nick. I just met him tonight, but it was a nice meeting, and they set us up beautifully here in the corner, our normal broadcast location for Vandercook Lake basketball. Into the backcourt for Barnes on the inbound. 97 seconds till the halftime break as Malnix pressuring Barnes all the way up the floor. He's able to get past him, sets up on the right wing, but the pressure doesn't relent. Off the screen, open look for Crum, and he just left it short. Good play call for Coach Ray on the bench. They got an open look, just missed it. Manning, Malnix now with it on the wing. To the middle, skips it across to Butler. He drives, drops it down to the block, and a partially blocked shot attempt down there by Homer. They get the offensive rebound. And we'll get a whistle against the Jayhawks. Shot attempt on that one for Cameron Burns.
And Noah Monroy looking super surprised with the call, but I'm going to have to disagree with the big fella on that one. He definitely got some body on him.
Yep, and that'll send who else but Brock Butler to the free throw line. Yep. He set up a sleeping bag and a cooler out there. He's been camping at the free throw line quite a bit this evening.
Yeah, his fifth made one.
44-33. 11-point lead. Make it 12 with another left-handed free throw make in the game. 70 seconds till the halftime break, 45-33. So our court candidates just here to our right getting lined up and organized for the halftime. Down to a minute to play, 45-33. Barnes in a double team. Scoops it out for Crenshaw. He dribbles around, past the defense, down deep. Missed the jump hook. Pass out to Benute and knocked away. And Barnes should be glad he didn't get a foul call on that.
Yeah.
It was right next to him, but it is out off of the Jayhawks.
It's almost like he was tired of calling reaching fouls. He's going to let that go.
Molnix passes into Butler. Brock Butler stepping up to the three-point line. Now drives into a double team. Strong move to the basket. Going to draw a whistle and more free throws for Brock Butler. Senior guard for the Homer Trojans.
They get Zane Crum on that. And again, this is unofficial. That's his third. So joining Nolan Monroy with three for the Jayhawks, if that's correct.
And there's a free throw make again for Butler. Another substitution. That'll get Crum to the bench. Can't pick up a late one here. Tony Hart into the game for his first minutes for the Jayhawks. Butler missed that. Rebounded. Hot hand. Coming back into the game, Bradley Gorzin. Krasnowski fires a triple. That just goes off the heel. Rebounded by Molnix. Homer back the other way. 28 seconds. Molnix spots up for three off short front rim. Rebound loose. Hart chases it down for the Jayhawks, but he's on the floor. Gives it up to Krasnowski. 19 seconds. Barnes dribbles over the timeline. Now across the front. Benute reaches. No call. No steal. Barnes again under pressure. Powering it down to the wing. Backs it in. Holding on to it, maybe too long, trying to set up Gorzin for a triple attempt. And we'll get a whistle finally. There was a lot of contact there between both Benute and Molnix, I think, pressuring Barnes.
And did they get Benute with that one? I think so. That's going to be two on him. Four seconds. Let's see if we can get out of this half without another foul.
Right. 46-33. Barnes the inbound from the baseline. Gets it into Stiles on the block. He gets a shot up. Miss. Gets his own rebound. No, it's loose. Gets it one more time. Off the window. Stiles at the buzzer.
Nice
Staying
quarter.
Staying with it. 46-35. They cut it to 11 as the halftime buzzer sounds. Homer led the entire way, but the Jayhawks never giving up. Keeping it within reach. For most of that half, Homer extending the lead to double digits, but just barely. And I think we're excited for a second half and what could happen here at Vandercook Lake High School as the Jayhawks hang around with the Homer Trojans, 46-35. Let's take 3 minutes here at the half, and we'll get you your numbers and get ready for the second half as they get ready to crown Snowfest King and Queen here at Vandercook Lake High School back in three on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With amped checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half, and I feel like I hope we're not in the way of any of these.
I feel like we're going to be in some pictures.
Yeah.
I hope our hair's done.
Mine's not. I'm about a month overdue for a haircut. But anyway,
still handsome as ever, though.
Oh, thank you. 46-35. Jayhawks got down big early, but managed to make a little run and pull it to within as close as, I think, three at one point. And then Homer stuck around and continued to, you know, kind of put the pressure on and expand that lead. But Vandercook showing that they have what it takes to maybe be able to hang around in this one. And I think it really helped in the second half to have Carter Stiles back into the game. He went out pretty early with a couple fouls, I think, but when he comes back in, just able to set up on the block, offensive rebounds, putbacks, and even knock down a couple free throws for us.
Yeah, there was a couple possessions where he was kind of floating around the three-point line, and I'm thinking, Carter, get down on the block. And you know, for the most part, you mentioned he was getting in his spot. He knew who he was, knew what his strengths were, kept the ball up high, and he's got to continue that.
And, I mean, that we mentioned that there's not a lot of height for Homer out there, not a lot of size, so when they're going out to try to defend Stiles, they just didn't quite have the guys. And plus, it's also kind of a perfect storm of the way that they want to pressure out on the perimeter, that if Vandercook is able to get it down to those bigs, they got a mismatch down there, and they got maybe somebody who's all alone down there to get a shot. We saw that happen a couple times with Monroy, where he had good looks. He just wasn't making them the same way that Stiles was. Stiles got a better touch down low, but Vandercook's been very aggressive driving and shooting, getting up quick shots. That's a pretty high-scoring first half, maybe the highest-scoring first half we've had all year so far.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And, Steve, you know, it's funny. You and I talk ball a lot, and high school with no shot clock, we always think, like, you know, be patient with your possessions. Vandercook, as you just mentioned, getting them up quick. But this is a case, this is one of those rare times where I think that's the best play. Mm-hmm. Get it up quick if you're Vandercook, because you don't want to mess with that Homer pressure on the outside. And by those quick shots, been allowing a lot of Vandercook offensive boards. And, you know, if you're Vandercook, you like to talk about adjustments. Get those shots up quick, keep doing what you're doing, and clean up the glass.
No, great point. Because we often talk about, too, Homer's been kind of a little zone defensive setup. So, and you know, maybe like a 3-2 because they're pressuring all those wings. But when you got that zone, it's tough to get a body on anybody when the shot goes up. So that's played into Vandercook's hands a little bit to get some offensive rebounds and putbacks on missed shots. And I'll be curious to see how Homer maybe adjusts to that in the second half. Meanwhile, Homer continues to penetrate. A lot of their looks have come at the basket. They've taken a few threes, as everybody kind of does, but really they've looked to penetrate and share the basketball a little bit. And they did a lot of their damage in the first half from the free throw line. And that's got to be something that Coach Corey Ray is saying to Vandercook. Is like, look how many points we gave them at the free throw line. We got to be aggressive, but we got to do it without fouling.
Yeah. Homer, to your point, has shot 22 free throws, which is a lot in a high school game with the new rules. Mm-hmm. And you don't start shooting them until there's five fouls. They should have had an extra one. Oh, no, that was Vandercook should have had an extra
more,
one.
We think, yeah.
Shot just one free throw one time for some
reason.
If they
lose by one, then we'll know. And then the game will conclude under protest. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we'll keep an eye out. Anytime, I think we're a little extended halftime here with the Snowfest activities, and I think we're trying to see who wins maybe here.
We'll get those names to our listeners.
Yeah, I wonder if I should take a break.
Let's take a little break. We'll come back with a winner. Or you want to hear it live?
We're going to call it live.
Okay. Oh, we're going to have to take the headset off.
I couldn't hear it. But that guy, bow tie guy.
White shirt, bow tie.
Nike tennis shoes. He's got the crown.
We'll get a name for this.
Alyssa Jones, I think I heard.
Okay.
They were paired together for the walkout, and they're the winners.
Okay,
so.
Well, there you go.
All right, we'll try to get those names confirmed during the break. Let's take 3 minutes. Brian, I think we also ought to find out our foul situation, then we'll get the numbers, too. 3 minutes, and we're back. 46-35, Homer leads at Vandercook Lake on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Struggling with a Social Security or disability claim? Don't face the system alone. I'm Larry Falson with Wygott and Falson. We know the process, we know the challenges, and we know how to fight for the benefits you deserve. Whether you're applying for the first time or appealing a denial, Wygott and Falson will stand by your side every step of the way. Your consultation is free, and there are no fees until we win your case. Call 877-2-GET-PAID or online at wygottandfalson.com, because losing is not an option.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company. inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, and congratulations to Darius Stevens and Alyssa Jones, our the seniors, both the seniors here at Snowfest winning tonight, king and queen.
Alyssa pumped up, rightfully so.
All smiles, just standing here right in front of us, collecting some photos and got a lovely bouquet. Let's get those numbers from the first half, Brian, before we get the second half going.
All right. Well, for Homer, we had Manning Mullnix with 7. Wyatt Winchell has 6 and 3 fouls. Wayne Moan with 2. Cooper Manning with 6. Alex Benute with 4. Brock Butler leading the way with a 21 spot in the first half, including 7 for 10 from the free throw line.
It's a huge first half number.
Monster.
And is that everyone?
That's everyone for Homer. How about I give you Vandercook?
Let's do it.
All right, for Vandercook, we had Justin Barnes with 6, Micah Crenshaw with 5, Zane Crum with 2, Noah Monroy with 5, Bradley Gorzen with a made 3-pointer, and Carter Stiles leading the way for Vandercook with 12, all coming in the second quarter.
Yeah, he had a massive second quarter, and big half in general for Butler, so we'll keep an eye on those totals as we continue into the second half. A couple minutes away, but 46-35 is the Homer advantage on the road here at Vandercook Lake High School, the Jayhawks.
Homer kind of coming out on the floor a little late. Coach Mullnix, I think, letting him have it a little bit.
You think so?
I think so. They gave up a lot of offensive boards to Vandercook. I'm sure he's not happy about that. But you made the point, and you're correct. When you're pressuring and trapping everywhere along the perimeter, that leaves two guys kind of to rebound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some big bodies for Vandercook down there.
Yeah, and it's not every high school player who can get it into their head that it doesn't matter if it's your guy. You got to find a guy to box out.
Yeah.
And so when you're running around and a shot goes up, that first move is, you know, your first instinct is to look up for the ball, but your first instinct needs to be let me box somebody out and then find that rebound. But that's tough to hammer home, especially in the midst of all the chaos that Homer's trying to create. I wonder what Coach Corey Ray is going to draw up for the Vandercook offense when they're out there.
Well, I tell you what, Homer's going to come back out and press in some form, whether it's
right.
The 1-3-1 trapping things or the full court, but probably a little bit of both. I'm sure Coach Ray will be happy if they take care of the ball, and we just mentioned a little bit of go ahead and get the shots up. Make or miss, we at least have a good chance of getting the offensive board where it's kind of where they're doing their damage.
And sometimes with a team that's not winning and having a tough year, there is reticence to shoot in certain situations. I don't think Vandercook has that issue. They got some guys who want to go down there and shoot, and they know they have to score points.
Yeah.
And they've had some totals, and gosh, what did I have in my prep? 87-48, they lost at Napoleon. So, and then their last game at Manchester, 58-16 loss. So you go out, put up 16 points in the game, and then here you come and you got 35 in the first half. You know, as much as you want to stop the other team, stop them every time you want, but if you never score, you still don't have a chance to win. So Vandercook maybe reacting to that and coming out and trying to get points up quickly.
And the 35 against the team that we know is about defense.
Right.
Yeah.
46-35, and there's the buzzer saying it's time to start the second half. Looks like the starting lineup on the floor for Homer and Vandercook likewise.
Steve, I should mention, too, I think the officials have done a nice job tonight as far as, again, we always look for consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're reaching, they're calling it. So both teams, right, be aware. Don't reach. We don't want another 28 fouls this half.
And we did try to update the fouls to make sure we had accurate numbers, but even the score table was kind of a little uncertain because it got a little crazy there. Molnix has it for Homer to start the second half. Left side Winchell. Skips it across to Butler, and he'll move over to the middle. Now right wing for Molnix. Jayhawks coming out and playing a little zone.
Yeah, first time we've seen that tonight.
Butler skipping the corner for Molnix. Back out to top for Winchell. Swings it around to the wing. Now into the corner, Manu. Back out to Butler, left wing. Molnix pumps, looks to drive. Splits a D, and we'll get our first foul of the second half quickly out of the way.
Justin Barnes with two. I kind of like this zone from Coach Ray coming out. Homer kind of uncertain about it, and a bunch of guys looking like they're not really willing to pull that trigger out there.
Yeah, some, you know, you can play a zone and be really aggressive. Molnix will fire from the corner and miss. Get another whistle in.
Yeah, illegal screen there.
And that's going to go against, was that Cooper Manning?
Cooper Manning, that's going to be two.
7:21 to go, third quarter, 46-35, and now full court press here for Homer. So both teams coming out with a little defensive look. Crum finds Monroy. Great press break for the Jayhawks and a layup for Monroy. And 46-37, they cut it to nine. Back the other way, Winchell. Chance for a three, doesn't take. Out to Manning. He'll skip it across to Benute. Benute shows, drives to the middle, gives it up to Molnix on the wing. He shoots for three, short. Rebounded, Crum. Jayhawks with the stop. Under seven to play in the third. Barnes at the top. Moves over to the wing, left side. Backs it back out. Slides back over to the middle. Right wing pass for Atkins. He gets a screen. Monroy screen and roll. Knocked away on the pass. Monroy able to squeeze it. Drops it down to Stiles. Benute tries to block, but can't. Once you get it down to Stiles, he's been unstoppable down there. 46-39. They cut it to seven. Winchell will fire a three. That goes off the window. That's our third bank in three of the night. 6:24 to go.
Something about that side of the floor.
Pushed it back out to the lead. Crum in the corner open for three. Off the heel. Rebound Stiles. Easy put back there for the big man. 49-41. 8-point lead for Homer. Left side now. Molnix. Move over to the middle. Right side. Butler in the corner for Winchell. Winchell drives into the double team. Backs it out. Butler in the corner. Pumps. Now pulls up off the dribble. Nice baseline J for Butler. Knocks it down and back onto the D. 10-point lead again for Homer. Atkins on the wing. Double comes to the top for Barnes. He'll spot up for three. Nothing but the bottom. Cuts it to seven, and we'll get a quick whistle. Inadvertent whistle. Homer will inbound. It looks like we got a couple Homer Trojans set to check in. I think Coach Molnix has realized he's going to have to try to counter Stiles.
If that's possible.
Yeah, left wing Winchell working against this Jayhawk zone. Top of the key, Molnix. Left side Winchell, he'll fire deep three. That one's good. Challenging to shoot threes, and they did. Now we get a stoppage and substitution. Looks like it's a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. 5:24 to play third quarter, 54-44. Homer leads on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Guess who? It's Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 5:20 to play. Back in action, Jayhawks out of the press break and a steal. Knock away down the other way. Butler drops it down to Molnix, and he'll hit a layup. We had a dust up here on the other end, the pile of humanity. Lead goes out to 12 after the steal from Homer. It looked like the Jayhawks had really broken the press and got another layup, but an actual nice individual effort on this end of the floor by Minix. Shot up and missed, rebounded Molnix. Homer the other way. 450 in the third. Butler in the corner. Another jumper. Butler adding to his first half point total. He's on track for a 30-plus tonight.
Yeah, he's up to 26.
4:38, and Stiles has his pocket pick from behind. Not his place to be having the basketball out there on the floor. Molnick's coming down and spotting up a triple. No good. Stiles had a chance at the rebound. Pulled out by Minix into the corner. And Winchell fire, and he hits. A couple threes in this quarter for Winchell. And that's a big run for Homer here. And pushes that out to an 18-point advantage. And that's how quickly the tide can turn.
Yeah, that's 3 3-pointers for Winchell in this third quarter.
4:20 to play and a timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. 62-44, Jayhawks trail on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the Indiana Hoosiers out to a 7-0. Oh, 7-7 tie. Score just put up by Oregon, so they're in a tie there in the college football playoff. Shout out to Dennis Pombier. We'll see his Jackson College Jets in action tomorrow. Fox Sports 101.9 FM, about a 12:45 pregame for the doubleheader. Women first, men second. In the meantime, here an 18-point deficit for Vandercook and having to face full-court pressure still from Homer. Barnes dribbling around. Benoit now finds Monroy, cutting down the lane. He struggles to squeeze the pass. It goes out of bounds, but it'll be last touch. Trojans. Jayhawks will keep it.
That was a good job to get the ball to him, but at full stride, the big fella just not having a hard time putting the ball on the floor.
Inbound goes to Crum, open for a moment, fires for three, air balled, rebounded Butler. Homer the other way, he's got Winchell running the floor. He's going to take it all the way in and scoop it, score it, and a foul.
Going to show another three-pointer from Winchell, but this time coming the old-fashioned way.
Going to have to earn it from the stripe. 4:04 to play here and a massive turnaround to what was a close game for moments here tonight has pushed out to potentially a 20-point advantage, and now we'll get a technical foul against the Jayhawks.
And, you know, that technical against Monroy might be number 5. So that will count as a personal, and I had him for 4. Coach Ray is about to get one.
Couple of different technicals.
Yeah, that one coming on Coach Ray.
Now, we're all the way at the opposite end of the floor, so if they're arguing whether or not there was contact, that's maybe a legit argument, but this is perhaps over the top arguing to the point of drawing 2 technical fouls in a game that's an 18-point deficit, 20 points now, and getting a technical foul in this case.
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about some of the struggles of this Vandy team coming in, and, you know, here you're close for a long time, probably a little longer than, and I feel like emotions are just kind of high as you feel this slipping away.
And emotional is sometimes good when it makes you energetic, and they have been able to corral that, but then as you see that energy get to a 20-point deficit, then that can be a negative.
So Wyatt Winchell did make the three-pointer the old-fashioned way, and now it's going to be Benoit coming in to shoot the free throws.
And that's good. So I don't, they did they not count the basket because they did move it back to 62, so that was 64 now. After
that. Yeah, I just don't think they have it up there because he just gave him 1 free throw, so that did count.
Okay.
Oh,
so
now
65.
He's getting to shoot 4 technical free throws here.
Yeah. And that goes 67, and now one more. Yeah.
Have you ever got to shoot a technical free throw? Because I tell you, that's just a different feeling out there when you're standing there by yourself.
I don't think I ever shot a technical free throw. I think I had to shoot at like the end of the quarter or something where I was the only one out there.
Three for four is not too bad for a newt.
So 67-44, 23-point lead. How quickly the swing has happened with 4:04 to play in the third. Homer with the basketball following the technical fouls as well. Right side Winchell, he's been hot from beyond the arc. He gives it up to Butler, who also hit a triple in that, again, little run that got Homer to their current lead. Banute off the dribble into the corner. Butler fire a three again. That went off rim. Winchell rebounds, puts it back.
Winchell having himself a great third quarter.
Now we get a whistle.
12 points. The official's talking something over now.
So right now, 69-44 is what our score shows. 3:46 on the clock.
So, you know, Steve, when you were questioning the score earlier, wondering if it was a bucket because they hadn't put it on, I'm sure some fan alerted, hey, scoreboard, you know, and I think that's what they're talking about right now.
So we some uncertainty here in the gymnasium. 8:10 p.m., 3:46 to go third quarter, 69-44. Current status. We'll see if that gets updated or changed in any way.
And if you did happen to just get in your car or something, turn this on, you know, this game was a lot different about a half hour ago, real time.
Yeah.
Well, Vanderkirk had cut it to three points at one time in the second quarter.
And then, well, we're within seven here in the second half even. That was not that long ago, and just it was three or four triples in a short stretch for Homer that really got them extended. Now Barnes running the baseline. 69-44 is where we're at. Knock away by Homer. It'll stay Jayhawk ball.
It was 12 points quickly from Wyatt Winchell and Butler with five as well to get up to 26.
Atkins inbounding for the Jayhawks. Again, full court pressure by Homer. They get it into Crum, and he'll be able to break the press. Gets it into the half court. Now looking to penetrate. Gives it up to Barnes at the top. Sets up for three. Fires. Hits.
Barnes kind of feeling it. That's two threes for him this quarter.
And now another whistle. Delay a game warning or something?
A little warning.
And 3:34 to go here. 69-47. Winchell bring it up the floor for the Homer Trojans. Hands off to Butler at the top left wing. Banute dribbles to the middle. Hands off there. Cooper Manning at the elbow. Passes back out to Butler. Drives. Gets into the air. And left is short. Rebounded. Crenshaw for the Jayhawks. Barnes in the open court. Gives it up to the right side for Kersnowski. Pump fakes. Drives baseline. Strong move down the baseline there to kind of keep the defense at bay. Missed the shot, but free throw is coming now for Kersnowski. Hunter, sophomore on the varsity here tonight for Vanderkirk Lake.
I like that right there. Kersnowski taking it baseline and kind of squaring up those shoulders and drawing that foul.
And missed the free throw. Kersnowski's not real tall, but you can tell that he's athletic, strong. So he made a nice strong move there. Sophomore getting some minutes in the game here.
And on the scouting report, I heard heck of a nice kid mentioned twice. So and there you go.
Bangs home that free throw, 69-48. And yeah, sophomore on varsity playing some minutes in games like this. That translates to hopefully a kid who's around for a couple more years to be an anchor for Coach Corey Ray down the long stretch. Banute drives into the air, scores it, and draws the foul. Nice strong move, Alex Banute. Off the window and into the bucket and going to the free throw stripe for an old-fashioned three-point try.
And in the meantime, that's Kersnowski's fourth. So with a thin bench already and Monroy out of the game.
Stiles looking to check back in. He's been absent for a few minutes. 2:59 to go here. Just third quarter, 71-48. And Banute missed the free throw. Rebounded Atkins gives it up to Barnes in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline on the left side. Gets a screen there from Crum. Now drives baseline. Step back Barnes. Now step through. And we're getting a foul call against Banu. Barnes maybe got away with travel there. Switching pivot feet. But
I thought so.
On the pull up, Banu with the harm. And 2:47 to play third quarter. 71-48.
Barnes looking for his seventh point of the half and 13th of the game.
And he got it. Another lefty free throw make.
4 for 5 tonight from the line.
Is that cultural that we have all these left-handers? What's going on with that? Something in the water? That one goes offside rim. Good battle by Crenshaw. Battling all the way to the baseline. And they're going to call it off a homer.
Yeah. That's that hustle we were told about, Micah Crenshaw. They're going to take the ball out right in front of us, Steve. This is where we have to be alert. You don't want one kicked off into the face and make some kind of blooper reel.
Quick inbound to Barnes. Yeah, we're going to camera over here somehow. And attempt to pass to Stiles, and it's kicked by Banute. So another inbound coming for the Jayhawks. And Stiles went down to the floor, able to get back up. Those are always one of those with somebody kind of getting a little trip in. You don't want to twist an ankle or something. So looks like he's good to go on the wheels. Back up and running. And now a pass in from the baseline here. Barnes will trigger it in for the Jayhawks. Goes into Stiles. He fires a quick triple.
Oh,
banged it home. Showing the inside-out game for the big man. 71-52. Cuts it to 19.
Stiles with 19 on the night.
Quick catch and release there. Nice, smooth shot. Near steal by the Jayhawks. Minnick's able to reel it in for Homer. Banute dribbles across the left side. Hands off to Butler there. Butler weaving. Manning drives from the top. Knock away by Crenshaw, but it's going to be a reach-in against Micah. One of the, he was on Snowfest court. The only basketball player who stayed out of the locker room to hit the court at halftime.
Yeah, Micah, we talked about kind of new to basketball, and that play kind of showed it right there. You just reach out as someone's driving by you. They're going to get you every time.
It also kind of speaks to that, like, endless effort because you feel like you can always make a play if you work hard. And Manning misses the free throw.
Yeah, Manning, the rare sub-500 left-handed free throw shooter, at least this game right now.
I'll tell you, a lot of times we like the lefty free throw because it's aesthetic. These have not necessarily been that way.
No. Kind of a quick flick.
72-52. We got 2:11 to play third quarter. High scoring high school tilt. And for both teams, really, 52 is not a bad number to have at this point in the game either.
No, not at all. They've made a lot of threes, indeed. But I'm not sure if that's the norm.
There's Atkins. Loses the dribble, gives it up to Crenshaw for the Jayhawks. Out on the wing. Deep on the floor now, Barnes, left wing. There's Atkins with a quick trigger. Triple missed. And good box out by Minix on that one to keep Stiles off the offensive glass. Winchell in the open court slows it down, gives it up to Manning for three, and he hits.
Man, that looked better than the free throw stroke for Manning.
Confident release there, 75-52. And that keeps Homer on track for 100 points, and we'll get a wholesale substitution, it looks like, from Coach Molnix now going into the end of the third quarter. Defense standing. Crum gets his pocket pick. Butler with a breakout. Lefty finish and the rebound, or the foul. Butler taking it in. He's had a strong move to the basket. When he gets in there, he goes up pretty strong and able to finish that one in. Go for a three-point try here.
Yeah, strong kid there, and again, another Vandercook player with four fouls. That's Zane Crum's fourth foul.
We got 75 seconds to play in the third, 77-52, and is that going to be, this will be 29 for Butler if he knocks it
29.
Down? Unofficially, but I think we're pretty close. He might be seeing some pine here for a minute now, too. He's going to... We'll get the whistle as Molnix comes in to replace Butler, and he'll go to the bench, 29 points.
Speaking of that, this fits with this game. As an old center grad, do you know who holds the center single game record in boys' points in a game?
My only guess would be Scott Furman.
Chad Knight, who actually went to Saginaw Valley on a football scholarship, and I say that fitting because his wife Dawn teaches here at Vandercook and is here tonight. So there you go. It's full circle.
Here we do go.
And sorry, I know we just missed a little action for that tidbit of knowledge. But
it's not going to really change the outcome. I think it was just another foul call. 78-52, and we're down to under a minute to play here, third quarter. So I feel like the outcome is determined at this point, but maybe we get some fresh names into the game that we can call, give them a little shout on the radio. Crum takes the inbound. Right there in his breadbasket is Ashton Knapp. And Homer, it looked like they maybe thought they had a steal. There's Crenshaw off the dribble. Pull-up jumper, no good. Missed putback Styles. Crenshaw, another offensive rebound. And now on the rebound from Homer, a foul call. I think it's going to go against Vandercook.
Yeah, that's going to be Crenshaw. And by the way, that's his fourth. So everybody that's wearing a Vandercook jersey has four fouls. That's an exaggeration, but there are four of them.
That's how it feels.
Kurznowski, Crenshaw, Crum, Monroy out with five.
44.9, and is that bonus? Yeah, we're going to get Burns at the free throw line. Cameron Burns, junior center for Homer, the Trojans. If you're out in Homer and you're listening tonight, we appreciate it.
Shout out Coach Cass, taking over the Homer football program over there. Great guy.
Wow, I can't believe that went in. We're talking about aesthetically pleasing free throw shots. Burns does not have one, but he got it to fall.
So if you are listening to Homer, hopefully you're just not Cameron Burns' relative.
Yeah, don't tell
and
Cameron Burns'
so,
family
that.
And
if so, that was Steve Boyle. But I got your back. You're not lying, partner.
He splits the pair, though. They get it to Styles on the way down. Burns with the block. Now, that was an aesthetically pleasing block, and that foul should be against Molnix and not Burns.
Yeah, they better not give that one to Burns. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Molnix, his third. That was a good block.
Yeah, Burns came in and pinned that on the glass. That was a good-looking, good-timed block.
Cameron, for however much we weren't great fans of the free throw stroke, I was a big fan of that block.
Defensive rotation. Now he's going out of the game. Did he have some blood or something? It looks like they're
might have had
his
a,
hand. Jam finger, maybe.
Jam finger with that block, or
he's trying to get back in. Look at him. Hey, coach, I'm falling back in when I get this done, right?
He's like, man, there's still 37.9.
And another quarter. 79-52, Homer comfortably in front, but a game that's had some big swings back and forth and has been more fun than anticipated, honestly. I'm having a good time watching.
Yeah, I haven't had a great time watching many 27-point games, yeah. but this has kind of been a fun game. Maybe because what we came in expecting and Vandercook showing us a little bit more, including Carter Styles, who's going into the locker room. I wonder if he had a little blood.
Yeah.
Might have to do a little jersey transfer.
Yeah, so we're delayed here. And so, yeah. Just a little blood. Yep. And now they're inspecting the floor for any locations where blood might have dripped. 37.9, and so we're in a holding pattern here. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, 30 seconds, and we'll be back at Vandercook Lake. 79-52, the Jayhawks trail on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Yeah. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as the court inspection continues for blood. I wish I had like a more technical term, like plasma. That's just part of blood. Anyway, we're still on the hold here. And again, that we thought might be a short night coming in has turned into a little bit of a long, longer contest because it's been so many whistles and
kind of thought we'd be able to watch that whole second half of the football game. We have a score update on that.
Still 7-all.
Still tied. Time?
Middle of the second quarter.
Okay, well.
You still got a chance for second half.
We have a... So I think Carter Stiles, who had the blood on the jersey, is going to have a substitute free throw shooter for him.
And it looks like
it's going to be Bradley Gorzin, who's already poured in a three-pointer from the corner. So
I know. I thought we were about to have a Bradley Gorzin, like, game of his life, and then he was just in for a couple minutes and taken back out.
Yeah, Bradley Gorzin coming out party for basketball, and instead he was coming out of the game after he made that.
Just a junior. It's kind of fun. I'm looking forward to making that schedule for next year, knowing I'm going to see a few of these Vandercook Lake kids back in action the following season. This may be our only chance to see them this all season. Gorzin from the free throw line. That one goes off the heel.
No, we talk about being kind of entertaining game. Part of it is I feel like Vandercook showed a lot of good sportsmanship, a lot of helping people off the floor.
Mm-hmm. And Gorzin knocks that one down, brings his point total up to 4. 79-53, though, his Jayhawks trail big. 36 seconds to play in the third. Malnick's to the wing. At the top, near steal there, Barnes. Instead, it's a triple attempt and a miss for Moeing. And now a block shot. That was Crum with the block. Atkins running the break. Stops because he wanted to avoid the charge that Malnick was trying to take. Passes out to Barnes for a triple.
By the way, Justin Barnes with 10 in the quarter, 16 for the game.
It's a handoff left side from the wing. Mullen feeding down to the block and kind of just kind of lost it. And 79-56. Third quarter is done. We got 8 more minutes of this. See if Homer can get to the century mark. Let's take a 60-second break and we'll play the fourth quarter when we come back on WKHM.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes with Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jayhawk ball, start the fourth quarter, 79-56, they trail. Barnes looking for a screen from Crenshaw. Instead goes left side, calling for a screen from Gorzin, then goes away from him. Barnes now fakes it back, now driving. And elevates, scores it. They're going to call it on the floor. That's going to go against Mullnicks. And is that 4 on him?
Unofficially 4 on Manny Mullnicks.
So it'll be an inbound here for the Jayhawks. I think Barnes is upset because I think if there was contact, it came just as Barnes elevated. I thought that shot should have counted.
I kind of thought so too. Barnes was determined to get that up. Doing his best Jordan Poole, just dribble until he could fire one.
I think he may have an awareness about of how many points he has, and he might be working on a career high.
Yeah, he wants 20.
Trying to feed Atkins, cutting down the lane. It's loose, and that'll be last touch, Jayhawks. I go out on a limb. I haven't seen the Jayhawks. I bet Atkins is probably a pretty good football player, if I had to guess. He seems to have a spring in his step, maybe a sprinter. There's a handoff there for the Trojans working around the wing, and there's an open look for Molnix for three. Missed. Atkins gets up high for the rebound for the Jayhawks. Barnes takes the outlet, moving to the middle of the floor. Had a cutter, was crumb, missed him, now pulls it back out, goes to Atkins on the wing. Turns and faces. On the deck, pull up from the elbow, no good. Rebound long, chased down, and crumb will chase it down, and Jayhawks will get an extra possession here from the long miss. Barnes on the wing, calling for Atkins to come around, hands it off to him. Not sure what Barnes is calling for. He keeps directing people over to him and then dribbling away from him.
he's setting up for that corner three right now.
Is that it? Knock away by Homer, and in the loose ball, Gorzin goes to the floor. It's knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Homer ball. We'll get Kersnowski back into the game to replace Gorzin.
Coach Malnick's not happy with his son Manning. He took a three that I think he wasn't pleased with. Maybe it was a little earlier than what he was hoping for, perhaps.
Maybe so. And there's Knapp with the basketball for the Homer now. Right side, Butler. High post, Minix turns and faces. Dribble move to the basket, loses it. Loose, and Crenshaw had it. We'll get a foul call, I think.
Likely to be somebody's fifth.
That went against Minix. Oh. Maybe the only guy out there who's not in danger of fouling out.
Thought that was on Vandy.
Senior Harry Minix called for the foul. 6:27 to go, 79-56. There's a move by Kersnowski to the basket. Gets up in the air. Knew he had a shot blocker coming, and they'll get another one against Minix. That'll send Kersnowski to the line, even though he was passing up that shot.
Yeah.
And I didn't see much contact.
I think that was Minix's point with the official as well. I agree with both of you. But since it was not a shot, it's just going to be Vandy ball.
A substitution.
And a timeout. They're setting up for the 23-pointer comeback.
Let's take a timeout ourselves. 30-second break. Fourth quarter continues when we return. 79-56. Homer leads on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.621 to play fourth quarter, 79-56. Homer Trojans in front. Should be a pleasant bus ride back to Homer. With a W under their belts, but again, a fun game for us to watch. There's been some drama. We had timeout for blood. We had a couple of technical fouls. And now another whistle away from the ball, and the inbound is going to go against Kersnowski. Is that five?
That's what I have him for, and I think it does the announcer.
And I'll get Crenshaw back in.
Yeah, I bet we might have three players hitting career highs would be my guess.
Yeah.
I don't know that for a fact. I might do a little looking into.
Coach Malnick, I'm calling to play for Butler to get a chance at 30.
That's right. And if you're Butler, I'm not waiting for the call. I'm just firing it.
Get it over to him right now. He's standing there. He catches it. Butler's got it. Coming around the top. Left side, Benute fires, hits. Alex Benute with a triple. 6:07 to play, and it's 82-56. Homer still within reach of the century mark. Crenshaw pulls up a triple from the top. side rim, rebound Butler. Puts it on the deck, loses footing, maybe tripped over Barnes' feet. Left side, Cooper Manning, a fire triple. That goes off rim. Rebounded Burns, off to Banute. Homer keeps it. Winchell dodges the steal attempt. Butler for three. No. Halfway down and rattled out. Rebounded Atkins. Brock Butler stays at 29. 5:33 to play. 82-56 Homer. Quick triple Styles. It was partially blocked, but we're going to get a foul call on the wrist. And three free throws for Styles back in after the blood issue. I don't know if it whose blood it was. I think it likely belonged to Burns because he was getting treatment from the trainer. And I think it got on the Styles jersey.
And you never want to foul a three-point shooter. You hear that all the time, and that's not news. But particularly Carter Styles, he did make one. But Burns might like to have that back.
Styles throws a line drive, free throw off the front rim, kind of making me look foolish, predicting that he would be a good free throw shooter. Too much time to think about it. He's a quick shot. He needs... Missed that one. See, when the ref passes it to him, he just needs to catch it and shoot it. Set your feet, catch it and shoot it right when he throws it to you.
Get that knee, Ben. Catch it. Catch it, ready to shoot.
Triple threat position.
Klay Thompson.
And there's one.
Okay, one for three.
82-57, 5.5 to play.
He's one of the guys I thought could have a career high, right?
Yeah. Winchell to Butler, right wing. Back to the top, Winchell. Hands off to Butler there. There's Banute spotting up in that spot where he made his last triple. That one's short. Styles rebounds. He's probably going to have a double-digit rebound night, and there's another whistle. That's Burns leaning on Styles.
Burns is fourth. Yeah, so for this last 5-12, this might be stretched out as we're just going to be making trips to the line. Styles already with 20.
We did have the Hoosiers leading 14-7 over the Oregon Ducks college football playoff, vying for an opportunity to face Miami.
Yeah, how about the Hurricanes? You know, there's all the talk that they shouldn't belong and it should have been Notre Dame.
And that's another miss for Styles. Yeah, you know what it's looking like is Notre Dame maybe should have been in and maybe not Alabama.
Yeah, you're right.
Three-loss Alabama team. But, yeah, Miami, you know, during the year, as Styles splits the pair, 82-58, during the year, many people say they thought Miami was the best team in the country. So, maybe that's them living up to it.
A couple weirdo losses that just weren't indicative of the number one team in the country.
Winchell drives, pocket pick from behind Barnes. And Jayhawks with a turnover. All right, here's the comeback getting started. Under five to play, 82-58. Little tongue-in-cheek, but no, Vandercook has played really, really hard tonight, and again, a team indicative. What's the score if Vandercook's not down four starters for various reasons? You know, you're missing four of your top players coming out here with this squad and honestly playing tough, and Styles back at the free throw line. He might set the score record for free throw attempts, 4:41 to play, 82-58.
And Cameron Barnes is going to be out. Yeah, Barnes, Styles.
Burns. It's all right.
We have some Barnes. Vandercook.
It feels like every name's kind of similar to someone else's name on the roster for one of these two teams. As Styles, if he was a better free throw shooter, his point total would continue to climb here.
Four for nine right now for Carter Styles, if I'm correct.
And another miss there, and kept alive for a moment by Crenshaw. Look at him go to the floor. And they're getting a jump ball tie-up. And so in a game where your team is way down, still going to the floor, showing that energy, and I like to see it.
Yeah, Crenshaw donning glasses there, and man, that's about the fourth time where those glasses have taken a beating.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go to Horace Grant goggles. Yeah. I'll chip in. I'll come out of my pocket to kick in on some goggles for that young man. Banute pump fakes the three, drives for Homer. into penetration, gets it. Butler knocked away. Butler missed it. Got his own rebound, and he's going to have to earn that 30-point mark from the free throw line as he's going to take some contact on the up shot there.
And we're not in the rooting business, but we root for Milestone. Chance for Burns to hit 30.
Yeah, by the way, Crenshaw, he's done it before, but I'm guessing no.
Crenshaw with his fifth foul, so it's down to two guys.
4:17 to play, 82-58, and yeah, what do we have? Hart still available on the bench?
Yep. Hart and Gorzin back in.
Yeah, Gorzin comes back in for him.
Do you think Butler knows he needs one to get to 30? Because that one looked a little shaky.
And he's likely coming out.
Yeah, oh, you got to do it now, son.
He knows it.
Yeah, this is it. Now, this is a pressure free throw. The most pressure you can have in a 24-point game.
Cooper Manning was trying to stay in as they made a round of substitutions.
You're coming out, your chance for 30, and...
Got it! 30 points on the nose for Butler, unofficially, but it looks like that's about right. 4:17 to play, 83-58, and get a wholesale substitutions here for Homer. They leave Gorzin alone, that's a mistake. Oh, no, he left it. He missed it, but... Homer rebounds. Molnick spotted up. No, he'll give it up. Deep for Moan. Molnick's on the wing, left side. Hands off into the game now. Also, Roman Butler. Down to Moan, down to the block for Roman Butler. Or no, that's Minnick, excuse me. Gets it out. And a drive and a floater for Knapp. No good. Tapped a couple times, and nobody can squeeze it still. Knapp able to chase down his own miss. Yeah. And now we'll get a reach from Gorzin. Is he trying to join the five foul crew here?
No, that's his first. He sees he has a few to burn.
We might not.
The Matador D did not work. But here's a chance for Ashton Knapp to get in the scoring column.
3:41 to go in this one, 83-58. And...
Oh.
Is that only... Inbound. They changed their mind from free throws to inbound pass.
Is that only four team fouls must be?
It's hard to believe.
That feels like 15.
Inbound into the backcourt for Moan. Right side, that is Roman Butler. Gives it up to Knapp in the corner. Butler, right wing, down to the block for Minix. Move to the basket. Round Styles. Couldn't get it to go. Tough shot. Barnes rebounds. Jayhawks on the run. Left side for Crum. Barnes at the top. Still 3 minutes plus in this tilt. Into the corner for Styles and a knockaway. 3:14 to go, 83-58.
Barnes needs to just fire it from right there.
Just shoot. Atkins takes the inbound instead. He'll fire a three from the top. Buried it.
Surprisingly enough, Atkins' first points of the game. He's done a lot of other things. That's his first bucket.
Shocking. Atkins has been out there virtually the entire game. Defending. There's a drive from Moan. Partially blocked by Styles. Gets the loose ball, too. Gives it up to Barnes. 2:50 to play. 83-61. Touchdown extra point for the Hoosiers. 21-7 lead for Indiana. Kurt Cignetti probably giving some more of those meme looks. That angry face he's got.
I kept kind of waiting for them to maybe become Indiana, what we're used to, but, man, they're the real deal.
It looks,
They feel like the team of destiny.
An Indiana-Miami national championship sounds fun. There's a feed into Atkins, puts it up, missed it, rebounded, and cleared out by Homer. Knapp gets it in the open floor. Left wing, spot up, three-point, no good, long rebound, out of bounds, and that'll be off of Homer. 2:21 to go, 83-61, Jayhawk ball.
You know, through all of this, Jayhawks keeping it right in that 20-point range.
Steal by Roman Butler. Now loose ball goes back to the Jayhawks. Smolnick's helping Butler get back into the game. And there's a miss by Barnes, rebounded by Knapp, and here come the Trojans. Knapp right in front of Coach Mustard face. 151 to play. Butler fires. That's Roman with the miss, rebounded Styles. Barnes on the outlet pass and goes out of bounds. I think everybody who would get that mustard face joke is actually here tonight, so they're not listening. 8:44 p.m., 1:42 to play, 83-61. Homer leads with the ball, and Knapp will bring it up the floor for the Trojans. Left side, Moen left alone, fires a three. Short, rebounded. Cooper Manning, and he puts it back up off the window. 85-61. A call off the press, and I think we'll get a timeout from Corey Ray. We'll keep it here. Thanks again to our sponsors. I want to mention Form Energy, Screaming Freedom flavor tonight, but I like all the flavors. Matter of fact, I haven't found one that I don't like to the point where I can't pick a favorite quite yet.
Now, here's the thing. You're a pretty honest guy that is a sponsor, so let's say you do have a sip of one you don't like. Do you just kind of keep that under wraps, or are you honest with the listener? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because you do have a responsibility to the listeners, too.
I do, yeah. No, and that's what I'll say is if you ask me what's your favorite one, I'll tell you I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Different every day. I like the Scream of Freedom. This week has kind of edged out a little bit, but it's been a minute since I had that Folds of Honor Cherry, too.
Okay.
That's a 7-Eleven exclusive, so I just haven't been on that side of town to get another one.
See, and I'd like to be sponsor-friendly and be able to put my input, but I can't have them. Those things... My
right.
Heart gets
not
pounded. Yeah. Anything with caffeine, not just
yeah.
energy drinks.
Oh, no,
I found that early. But
I'm aware of
that
for you all the
yeah.
time. You're more of a water, fruit drink kind of coconut water.
A lot of water, yeah. A lot of, yeah.
Snacks tonight. We shorted ourselves on the snacks, too. Just some popcorn and a hot dog tonight here from the Vandercook Lake Concessions. Although I will say, as good of a... concession stand popcorn as we maybe had this year.
Great buttery popcorn.
Buttery. Of course, we can't compare with center because when we're there, we have to go with the caramel corn. But
do you have the hot dog review?
Solid.
Just a solid dog? Nothing?
You know what? And I don't know how they prepare them. They looked like they were pre-prepared. You know, they had them ready. But I had grill marks on mine, so
okay.
I don't know about you, but I like a hot dog with a little char
absolutely.
On it.
Absolutely.
Grill marks. And, Barnes, I think, missed a free throw, but they get the rebound, and Hart with an assist to Styles, 85-64. 109 to play. Knapp into the corner. Moen will fire a three. Short. Rebound tapped a couple times. Minix, can he squeeze it? Nobody can. It goes out of bounds, and they'll say last touch, Jayhawks. Homer ball. 60 seconds to go here, 85-64.
Looks like Homer's really trying to get Moen one of those corner threes. The bench is all up. That's about his third try. Is this going to be number four?
He takes the inbound, gives it up to the top, and there's a fire three for Minix. No good. Tapped around and squeezed Barnes for the Jayhawks. Coming up the right sideline. 51 seconds. Moves to the middle of the floor. Now all the way over the left wing. Gives him some space. Looks at the three. Doesn't take. Knapp closes out, and then Knapp with a knockaway. I don't know if Knapp's going to get that foul. I thought Barnes really pushed him away. 42.1 to play. And that'll send Barnes to the free throw line.
Barnes, one of the players, what I said, that could be, again, we don't know, could be looking for career high numbers here. He's up to, 17?
Free throw goes off the heel. He's got to be tired. Barnes has played almost every minute of this one. I think he maybe got a break here or there, but primary ball handler, so he's been running around against Homer full court pressure.
Had a good game.
Good game, and makes that one to get to 18, 85-65. They cut it to 20, 40 seconds. Triple goes up quick from Roman Butler, and another three-pointer off the glass.
All down at that side.
All on that opposite, yeah. 31 seconds.
We have a dunk?
Little switch hand lefty finish for Cooper Manning. 20 seconds, 90-65. They won't get the century mark, but a 90-point game is still a big number. 14 seconds. Barnes goes down to Styles, knocked away by Minix. Maybe he got away with a reach there in the final seconds. Moen drives. Layup no good. No foul call there either. Call that even. 1 second, and Martins drills out. They let the clock run anyway, and it's over. 90-65, the final here at Vander Cook Lake High School. The Jayhawks fall to Homer. Again, final 90-65. And let's take a quick minute break, and we'll come back and wrap things up from Vander Cook Lake. 90-65, again, our final. Homer wins on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Hanson, the post game here, and again, 90-65, the final. Just saw the superintendent Bradfield out here. She's going to help take care of chairs. That's nice to see contribution from the whole. You know, the big stuff. The big name, big wig here, Vander Cook Lake. And there, Snow. So we knew Snowfest, we said, was tonight. The coronation was, but the dance actually tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So they're not going to stay up super late here. Already almost 9 o'clock. That was a long game. Even though we got started a little early, we thought. But just a lot of whistles. And easy to see where Vander Cook Lake can clean things up and continue to improve this year. They definitely have some guys who can keep them in some games like they did tonight against Homer. But, that does come from an inexperienced team and, a team that's still short of some maybe the best players, as we mentioned from the get-go, that they're going to maybe reach in a little bit. They're going to have make some mistakes fouling and turnovers and stuff. And so that was clear, but really great effort tonight.
Yeah, and if
for the Jayhawks, and all the way through the game, even when they were down 20 plus.
And you talk about what they can take out of it. Homer, the same thing, you know, talked about being in that kind of middle upper part of the conference. And if you want to be part of the upper conference, mm-hmm. you know, things to clean up there, 25 team fouls. Now, they play an aggressive style, and they're going to get some of those, mm-hmm. and that's just going to kind of come with it. But you can't get the dumb reaches. That's the ones that, and yep. they did have several of those.
Yep. And if I'm looking for things you can clean up, if you're Homer, defensive glass. You know, being a good defensive team, you want steals and you want turnovers. But the other thing you really need to do is clean up that defensive glass. One and done trips down the floor can really demoralize an opponent. If they're missing shots and having a poor shooting night, you can really extend a lead by cleaning the glass and getting out of there on defense and getting it back to your offensive shooters.
Yeah, you can play good defense, but the possession's not over till you get the ball, right?
Yep,
so,
yep.
Yep.
That's why those guys who won Defensive Player of the Year often in the NBA, maybe a shot blocker, maybe get some steals, but always a good rebounder.
Yeah, yep.
Rodman, I think of, Howard.
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert, going back along to Dikembe Mutombo, Hakeem Olajuwon, those kind of guys, always good rebounders. Shout out to Chuck Davenport. Great job tonight, Chuck. And again, congratulations on the Fantasy Football Championship. Highly contentious league. I know. Winning is great, but it's more about not coming in last in that league.
The punishment?
There are punishments.
Ooh.
I've heard some of them, and it.
Okay.
Could, yeah. Nothing that's going to, you know, embarrassing too much, but you don't want to have to be a part of it. Even second to last is better. All right, well, let's get the numbers and let's wrap it up from here.
Okay, well, for the winning visiting team, Homer, we had Manning Molnitz with 9, Wyatt Winchell with 18, Wayne Moan with 2, Cooper Manning had 14. Alex Benoit with 12. Roman Butler, 3. Cameron Burns, 1. And leading the way with, as we said, and he told us, confirmed. Career high, Brock Butler pouring in 30. A 30 piece.
Yeah. And we sometimes try to keep it to the last minute, but a player of the game, get your career high 30 points, you're player of the game.
Yeah, geez, if we grabbed him, I'd give him my headset and see if he can even interview, but I don't think that's going to happen. No. How about Vandy scores?
Yeah, let's do it.
Brian Adkins with 3, Hunter Kurznowski with 1. We had Micah Crenshaw, 5, Zane Crum with 2, Noah Monroy with 7, Bradley Gorzin with 4, and then leading the way tonight, Justin Barnes with 18 and Carter Stiles with 23. So a pair of Jayhawks putting 41 together.
And we just couldn't get those guys to find out if those were career highs as well, but we speculate that it could be. Nevertheless, 90-65 the final. Homer with the win. That makes Homer now 4-6 on the year and 3-3 in the league. Homer's in action next on Wednesday the 14th, hosting Manchester. That's going to be a tough matchup. Manchester's been beating teams at that level. You know, that's that, like, are you the middle of the league? That'd be a nice win for Homer.
Does Manchester, like, charter a plane for that trip?
I can't imagine taking that drive.
That's a long drive from Manchester to Homer.
I don't even have a joke. I wouldn't want to make that drive. If somebody was like, Steve, you're in Homer, and now you got to go to Manchester. Do you want to go? I'd be like, nah, I'm busy.
No matter what it is, I'm waiting in Manchester for you. Yeah, I'm busy.
Meanwhile, doesn't get any easier for the Jayhawks. They're 1-8 now on the year and 1-5 in the Cascades. And they got Michigan Center on Wednesday. So that's going to be they'll be a heavy dog in that one. Our next broadcast, high school basketball, you and I, next Friday, a week from tonight, Northwest at Western. Interstate 8 battle rivalry game. That should be fun. We'll try out maybe a soft pretzel and cheese.
Ooh,
out there at,
yeah,
at Western. I know if and now why can't I think of his name? My one buddy, the principal out there, if he's around, I can get a couple extra squirts of cheese for us when I get the pretzel.
Until he realizes you don't know his name, then,
I know,
then we're not getting,
remember, and I,
you're
normally,
drawing the blank.
If I saw, yeah, I'm drawing. Yeah. If I saw him, I'd be like, hey, and he'd be like, hey, and then we get a free we get a free Western basketball T-shirt or whatever when we're at a game.
Yeah, yeah. Doctor.
And it's the doctor.
Yeah.
And
good,
I can't come up with it at all.
Yeah, but I like that your conversations go, hey,
I could draw, I could draw a picture of him. I can draw a picture of him, and I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, boy.
This broadcast needs to end. It's Friday. It's been a long week. And I got to get some rest because tomorrow we're back in action. 12:45, Fox Sports 101.9 FM, Jackson College and Oakland Community College. And a doubleheader, women and men back-to-back. So 12:45, you and I will be there for the fun with Courtney and the whole crew. Walt, Paskett there.
Oh, Walt will be there.
On the book.
Yep. That's about 15 hours.
Boy. How many beers can I? All right. Thanks to Luke Moorhead back in the studio. We'll set Luke free. Make sure you catch him tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday at 9 on here on WKHM. He's going to have all the scores, and he'll get the conclusion for you. If you can't stay up, and you're going to miss the conclusion of Indiana and Oregon. Indiana was leading 21-7 at our last check-in, so maybe a Hoosier Hurricane college football championship. That'd be pretty fun.
Let's go points.
For Brian Haynes and Luke Moorhead, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next time.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Roll Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and the brokerage house with Jennifer Scanlon.